In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When God created the world, He created it to be ordered. When God created the world, He created it to be ordered. And He created all of us to be in communion with each other, to be in communion with Him, and with the world around us. He created us with no gaps. And so this parable for today is a parable about the world and our own lives as you and I now live outside the Garden of Eden. Today there is a gap, a large gap, a great chasm, as the gospel says, a chasm which separates us from them. It's a gap between those who are in and those who are out, a gap between those who are rich and those who are poor, between those who are healthy and those who are sick. It is a gap between those who are dead and those who are alive. And so to be in Hades, to be in hell, as we hear in the gospel, is not to be in some lower region of the earth, completely cut off from everyone else. It is not to be in a place where the fires torment and burn and eventually destroy, though that is what the experience is like. It is painful. Not physically, but spiritually. Hell, you see, is to be in a place where you wake up in expensive clothes, with good food, and plenty of money to spend on you and your well-chosen friends, but completely unaware of what is going on around you. Hell is to have what you want and not caring at all about what those around you might actually need. That is the hell of this rich man today. To put it another way, hell is where you throw a party with fine wine, a party where you can feast, as the gospel says, sumptuously. And your guest list is a way to sift out people who aren't like you, to sort through those people whom you might not want at that party. But when Jesus throws a party, which if you have read the Gospels, you know He is so fond of doing, when Jesus throws a party or visits a party, there is no guest list because there is no point. With Jesus, everyone is in and no one's out. With Jesus, there are no gates and there are no gaps. And so what that means, of course, is that if you want to be at a party with Jesus, which I pray all of you do, as I do, if you want to be at a party with Jesus, there is every chance that you might be seated at the table right next to Lazarus, that other man in today's gospel. And there is every chance that his clothes might smell, his sores might pus, and his hair might be disheveled. There is every chance that he may not look like you, or think like you, or act like you, or talk like you. There is every chance that he might do some bad things, that he might use illegal drugs, or drink a bit too much. His skin might be covered in tattoos, and it may even be a different color than yours. He might not say his prayers or read his Bible or even dress properly for the party. In fact, if you know anything about Jesus, that Lazarus sitting next to you might not even be a Christian. But this, dear friends, is where the rubber meets the road. Like that rich man in today's gospel, and here I'm not talking at all about money, so nobody can walk away and say, well, I'm not rich, so this isn't about me. This is not about money. But like that rich man in today's gospel, you and I are often so intent upon controlling our own lives. We want things our way. Like that rich man, all the way to the end. No one will tell us what to do or what to think or what to say. It's my way or it is no way at all. That is the way of the rich man in today's gospel. But Jesus' way. Jesus' way is the way of doing what he wants, not what we want. It's the way of putting our own wants and desires and fears and worries to the side and being willing to meet the Lazarus at our own table. Because if we never meet any Lazaruses, and there are people who go through life and never do, if we never meet any Lazaruses, then we might not have the chance to say the kindest words that have ever been spoken. Come in. Sit down. Relax. We were expecting you. And now that you're here, let the party begin. Because that is the way of the kingdom. That is the way to the Garden of Eden restored. That is the way to the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which will have no end. Because long before you and I could ever meet a Lazarus of our own, you and I were those same beggars sitting outside the gate of the party. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.